with the Achilles Peiros, but the Chura, once the husband was Zaychir in it already, they can't just stand give it up. So Moran says, Amru lo dever Rabbi Yanai, mas nisin, because of law, v'yoyde aruso. Our Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush, even in a case when the husband wrote in the shtar that wrote told the Ainli v'nechsecho klum, and we're talking about now when they're still barrison. In other words, they made kedushin, but they did not make nisuyin yet. And the locker is that the husband has a right to eat the peiros. That's only after nisuyin. That's a takona. So it comes out as before the husband is zeicher of that takona, he says he does not want it. Like we'll soon see the Gemara, the Rabbanan never gave him the takona. The Rabbanan only does something for the good of you if you want it. If you say you don't want it, the Rabbanan does not give it to you. That's why here the lashon of dinu devarim helps. And the Gemara goes on, look at Rav Kana, like Rav Kana says. The Yomer Rav Kana says, Nachlo habo lo liyodem imokam achar, a type of a Nachlo Yerusha that comes from another place. In other words, something that's going to come from a Takonis Rabbonin, like Yerusha, we'll see later on. A Takonis, a Nachlo, like a Matonis that the Rabbonin give you. So, Oda Masno le Shalay Yerushenu. A person has the right to make it tonight. He does not want to have such a Yerusha that comes with Tikkunas Chachomim. So then, before the husband gets it, he has the right to say Dinu Dvar mainly. Then he goes on to the Rava, like Rava says, Yomar Rava Koloi Mer Iyesh B'Tikkunas Chachomim Tegoin Zoyt Ishemim Loi. Whoever says I do not want the Tikkunas Chachomim. In a case like we'll soon see, going Zoyis, exactly what case is going on. So, Lachar is Shemim, we listen to him. Now, Mike, going Zoyis, what's this case? Kid Rav Huna Amarav, like Rav Huna Amarav says. Yo, Rav Huna Amarav, Yechoy Le'isha Shetiyom Malabailo. A wife has a right to say to a husband, Ein Nini Zoyinis, V'yena Oysa, listen, I don't want you, Mazoyinis, I don't want you to feed me, but I don't want to work for you. There's like this, there's a Tekon of the Rabbonin that the husband has to feed his wife. It's a type for the Isha. And once the husband has to feed his wife, now they may have to Tekon back that the paycheck the wife makes goes to the husband. Well, let's say the wife says, I don't want the Tekon, I don't want to have the Teva of the Chomin. I don't want my husband to support me. I make a bigger paycheck. I want to keep my own paycheck. So she has a right to say this. You see, when a Chomin wants to do something for your Teva, it's only if you want it. But if you say you do not want it, you could stop at the corner of the Rabbanan. Therefore here also, that the husband has a right to eat the peiros of his wife, that's only the corner of the Rabbanan. And therefore before the corner starts, the husband has the right to say, yes, I don't want it. Therefore if he says, Dinu Dvor Meinu B'nechtecho, L'mai Sitzchal. So again, the Mishnah is talking about that when the only had erusin before Nisuyin, then the Baal said, the husband says, I don't want to have the right of eating the peiros of your field. So in such a case, the husband does not have the right to eat the peiros. So in this case, the Mishnah is going to say a chiddush that still, even though the husband eats in the field for 3 years and is eating shalei kedin, still he has no chazaka because the wife is not that makbid if the husband eats the peiros of her field. And here the Rashbam explains that v'hainu nachlo habola liyodim liyachem mikan. This is like a nachlo k'nos rabbanon that comes later. Because that the husband has to feed his wife, it's like every single day, it's a new chiyuv, he has to feed his wife. So the kids again, we're talking about now, she's only in Arusa, so therefore the tekona was not chal yet. But before the Tekon is Chal, he has the right to say, he Eshev Tekon Chachomim. Or now Mishnah, we're talking about that the husband is saying, he Eshev Tekon Chachomim. So in such a case, we need the Mishnah to follow the Chiddush, still, Ein L'Ish Chazoka B'Nichsei Ishta. Now the Gemara asks the question, is this true? Horaya Yeish, Mashma from the Mishnah, is just we don't believe the husband with a Chazoka. But if it have a proof, if it have a Shtar, then we would believe him with a Shtar Mechiri can keep the field. Question is why? Tema, why don't we say, Nachas Ruach Hasisi Labaili? Even though the wife signed in the shtar to sell it over to the husband, why can't she say later she never meant it? She only meant just to give Nachas Ruach to be nice to her husband, but not that she really wants the sale to take place. Like Miloy Tanam, didn't we learn? Lo Kach Manish, let's say a man comes and buys a property set aside for Ksuba.